Well, good morning, all you coffee shop members. What a blessing it is to be here this morning. We are going to be studying Psalms 91 in the scriptures. And they will be explained by Peggy Ruth Joyce. She wrote the book Psalms 91. And in the Psalms 91 book, it explains Psalms 91 verse for verse. Then we have stories about the awesome prayers and blessings that God has done concerning the prayer of Psalms 91, how God protects us. Before we get started on the study, reading in Psalms 1, 1 through 41. Psalms 1, 1 through 41. And it talks about the way of the righteous and the end of the ungodly. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. And you can see that all the ungodly people will get and receive their just reward someday from the Lord. Why, as we get started here, let's open with a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, just move amongst us by your powerful Holy Spirit this morning, teaching us as we learn about Psalms 91 and the explanation of everything. And thank you for Peggy Ruth Joyce, who made it possible to break this down and understand it. For it's in Christ's name we pray. Amen. I'm going to read Psalms 91 in its entirety, and then we're going to break it down and explain it as we go here. Psalms 91. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him I will trust. Surely he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. He shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked. Because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place, no evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways, and in their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You shall tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent you shall trample underfoot. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him with long life. I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. Isn't that awesome what God is going to do for us concerning Psalms 91? I want to share something with you before we read this. You've got to believe and trust that God can do these things that we talk about. If you don't believe it, you don't have no faith in the Lord, you don't trust that he could do these things, he won't do them. You got to know that God is all powerful. and what he says he will do in the scriptures. Psalms 91 is a book of protection for Christ's children, the born-again believers of Christ. To have his protection, the Bible tells us that we must dwell in his house under the shadow of his wings. What does this mean? Read his word daily. Trust him, love him, know him. You come to know him by reading his word and living it. This psalm is very important for us as Christians to do. Speaking of that, I want to share with you, a few years back, my friend Chuck gave me this book on Psalms 91, and I read the book and took heed to what it said about God's protection. God's protection protected me when I worked at the warehouse two different times. Once I got my foot caught in the rollers of the machine and fell down on the steel plate, and I hit it really, really hard. And back then, I was like 63 years old. Well, I was praying that prayer, and my leg hurt me really bad. I stood up, laid hands on my leg, said, told God, asked God to heal me. I got up, stood up, and continued working the rest of the day. The next day I got up, had a little teeny sore spot on my hip. That's where Psalms 91 and God's angels protected me. Another time when I was getting some tooling out of the maintenance crib to work on my machine, my boss was driving a tow motor pedal to the metal. When a tow motor's weigh between 10,000 pounds plus, I came out of that maintenance room, and there he was coming right at me full board. And his eyes opened up, my eyes opened up, because he was headed for my legs, and I would have either been dead or I'd been crippled for the rest of my life. That tow motor stopped about 3 inches from taking both my legs out. And I just raised my hands and praised Jesus. I knew right then that God had protected me from these circumstances. Psalms 91:1, dwelling place. Let's talk about this. Have you ever been at home on a weekend, sitting around a warm fire in the wintertime, watching it snow and seeing the warmth because you're safe and inside, knowing that you're protected from the storm? This is like God's dwelling place for us. This is how he protects us. Psalms 91:2, my refuge, my fortress. When Joel 3:10, it tells us, the weak, to say, I am a mighty man. We find great men of God like David, Joshua, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, declaring their faith, who fought mighty battles and won, even went into a fiery furnace and came out victorious. We learn to verbalize and speak out Jesus' name. He is my fortress. Psalms 91:3, delivering you from the snare, fowler, pestilence. This tells us the devil tries to lay traps to trap us up, like a trapper. This is like a trapper who puts out steel traps out to catch the animal who is not aware they are there. The Lord would deliver us from this. And the devil is very good about sticking out traps that we are unaware as Christians can stumble into and can bring us down. Not steal our salvation, but bring us down. Psalms 91:4, he will cover you with his feathers, take refuge under his wings. Well, picture yourself as little babies in your mother eagle's nest under her wings, where she is giving you food and protection. Well, that is what the Lord does for us. He protects us. The shield and buckler and mighty fortress is our God. He is faithful and can be trusted. Always trusted. The Lord is righteous and right, always, and all that he does. Psalms 91:5, terror by night, arrow that flies by day. This shows God's protection both day and night. This can be evils like robbery, great murder, wars. God says, do not be afraid of these things. They will not approach you. Pausing there for a moment, when I hear noises at night, people walking down the streets, possibly even gunshots, as I've heard in the past, I just pray Psalms 91 protection over me and my family, and he gives it to me. Because the scripture said, they will not approach you. The arrow that flies by day, this is wounds spiritually, like physically, emotionally. The enemy sends out arrows at us where they can hurt us the most. And when we're Christians, you got to realize we've got a big target on our backs. Yeah, we have a target on our backs, which the non-Christians don't have. Satan hates us. He wants to destroy us. Psalms 91:6, pestilence and darkness, destruction, noonday. Pestilence is pure evil. This can be terrorism, germ warfare. Well, God is bigger in all of these things. Mark 16:17-18 says, and these signs will follow those who believe. In my name they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents. And if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. Psalms 91:6 lays waste at noonday. These are evils like man has no control over, like tornadoes, floods, hailstorms, hurricanes, fire. These do not come from God. They are just pure evil. In Mark 4:39, Jesus rebuked the storm and it became calm. Psalms 91:7, 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. And I love this part of Psalms 91. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked. This really shows us God's great protection for us. It also shows us God will repay all who do evil with their just reward. Psalms 91:9, because you have made the Lord your dwelling place. And 91:10, no evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling. It shows us how important we are as Christians. Try to dwell with Jesus as much as we can. Psalms 91:11-12. For he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all their ways. They shall bear you up with their hands, and you shall not strike your foot against a stone. This tells us that the Lord has his angels watching over us to protect us and keep us safe. And this is so true. Angels do bear us up and keep us safe. Psalms 91:13. You shall tread upon the lion and the cobra. The young lion and the serpent you shall trample underfoot. This shows us that Jesus has been given all authority. And he has given to us the power to speak boldly his name. When we speak the name of Jesus, demons flee. Evil forces flee. Nothing can stand in the presence of Jesus' name. Psalms 91:14-16. Because he has loved me, therefore I will deliver him. Here God speaks to us personally from his secret place. We can show we love our Lord by keeping his commandments and reading his word. And that is so important, the reading of his word. Psalms 91:14. Because he has loved me, therefore I will deliver him. Here it tells us, because we have shown our love for him, he will keep and protect us from evil. Psalms 91:15. He will call upon me and I will answer him. God will answer those who truly love him and call on his name. Every time I pray in line with God's word, he hears me. Psalms 91:15. I will be with him in trouble. I will rescue him. We must know that God hears us in time of trouble. Cry out to him and he will deliver you. Continuing on, Psalms 91:15. We'll honor him. This is awesome that Almighty God will honor us. We all like to be honored. I know I do. Psalms 91:16. With a long life, I will satisfy him. Here God says he will satisfy us with long life, not prolong it. To be satisfied in life is great gain. Psalms 91:16. And let him behold my salvation. This means to see something and take hold of it. God wants us to take hold of his salvation. As we end here, we're going to go into the miracles and blessings of God, some of them they talked about in the book. Jimmy Stewart, all of you know who he was, the actor, was chief of staff in World War II, second command Combat Wing, 2nd Division, and 8th Air Force. He flew B-17 bombers from 1944 to 1945. He always carried a copy of Psalms 91 with him, a gift from his dad. Jimmy said, "What a promise for an airman." He came back not harmed, but all the missions he had, because he believed God's word and his protection talks about in Psalms 91. During the war, they said they needed volunteers to go out to the front lines to bring back the injured. Harold volunteered, made several trips under heavy enemy fire, saving many lives. Harold's Bronze Star, when he received the Bronze Star for bravery, but Harold insisted that it wasn't bravery, since he knew nothing would happen to him because of the covenant promise of Psalms 91. He knew the angels would be bearing him up while he did all of the things during the war. Spencer cried out, "God, you've got to help me." Spencer just got finished praying when he heard we're told to advance toward the Germans. He thought he would never see his family again. When they cleared the forest, he saw an amazing thing. Suddenly, a huge white cloud materialized in what had been only moments before a totally clear day. Cloud dropped down and shrouded the clearing, almost like an eclipse. There was no way for the Germans to see where to fire. And you see, this is another way that God protected the servicemen during Psalms 91. When advancing toward the enemy, they stopped at an open field and saw sheep running toward them in the field. Suddenly, the sheep were being blown up by hidden grenades in the field. How great is our God? Sheep running out in the field. Who would have thought that? We serve an amazing Lord. After praying Psalms 91 protection, bullets went through helmets, but never hit anything. A man could not find a foxhole to take cover in, but lay down on the ground, and the planes from the enemy that scathed the ground, the bullets went all around his body, but never hit him. I've learned that praying Psalms 91 over me, my family, the people in the coffee shop, is just amazing things happen. I've seen severe storms headed right at us that will just calm down. I've seen several different accidents that I could have been in, me and my family, and miraculously we were delivered from those accidents because I pray this all the time. And I would encourage you all to pray it too and read it, because these things are amazing. And I like to share just a few little things at the end of this, little miracles that happened in my life. You know, one of them is because I should have been dead at the age of 13, hit by a speeding car, crossing the street on my paper route where I live at the old homestead now. A car going 65 and a 40 hit me and threw me for a block and broke my leg severely and had bones sticking through my leg on one side. Blunt force trauma to the brain. My head swelled up the size of a basketball. Internal injuries. They said, back then I was Catholic, and they said, they gave me last rites twice. They said I would never survive the accident. Then when I got a little bit better, they said I'd be a vegetable all my life because of the blunt force trauma to the brain. But as time went on, God healed me to where I am today. I praise you, Jesus, for what you've done for me in my life. We had a friend at a church, lost her purse a few years back. And there was a security guard in there, so my wife got the security guard and asked if we could pray for Grace's lost purse. Well, they looked around the whole store, nothing there. Then at the end of the day, the police came in and they were looking also. So right when the policemen come out to get in the car to exit, there was Grace's purse laying on the ground beside the police car. All her credit cards, all her money, everything was in the purse. Is that not God's hand, or is it not God's hand? The Lord spoke to me once about my dad dying when I knew he had cancer and was going and could probably go come home for a while. But God spoke to me at work. He spoke to me sternly in my head and says, your dad is dying. When that phone call came in and I hurried up and got home, my mom was with me and my wife in the car. And my mom says, oh, daddy's going to be all right. He'll be home for a while. I looked at my wife. I just kind of shook my head. God told me my dad was dying. He lived 15 minutes after I got into the hospital. While praying, the Lord spoke to me many different times that I've had in my life, a few other times that I can't remember to share with it. But I was praying after my son Sean got killed, and God spoke to me and said, your son has the voice of an angel. My brother-in-law, Tom, we prayed for him. The church prayed for him. He had cancer. It would take out one third of his lungs. We prayed for him for healing. God healed him of cancer totally. The doctors, 2 weeks later, what have you done? What have you done? The cancer was gone. I've seen Mark Strong, my friend, down to 95 pounds. Of course, he has passed away since. God healed him in church by laying on of hands and by a congregation praying over him. And down to 95 pounds. And that night he started getting his hunger back and gained back all of his weight that he had lost. And God gave him 2 more years to live. What a blessing. Jerry, my friend Jerry, almost ran over me on my garden tractor a couple of years ago as I was stuck on the hill and he was in a hurry to get to the doctor. And as he was backing up, cell phone rang. And it was me. Well, how could I be on the cell phone? I was on the garden tractor pushing it up the hill trying to get it unstuck. He was going to back right over me. And he kept backing up. He ignored it. And then, what's Stan calling me for? And then he kept on backing up, started to back up again. The cell phone rung again. Then he looked out and saw me almost right in back of the truck. And amazingly, the number that was called was some no number, cell phone number you could recognize, because God did this. And my wife, many years ago, got a no left turn ticket. They were doing construction on the interstate, and the sign hadn't been there very long. Well, she turned left, and the policeman wouldn't give her any grace. She didn't have a single thing on her license, no tickets. Nothing. The cop was really rude about it and said, nope, you got to pay this $150 ticket. So when we got home, my son Chris was in there, and my wife Sharon says, you see this ticket? God is going to pay that. Would you believe a couple days later, we got a check in the mail anonymously for $500? God paid that because we trusted him. We loved him. We went to look for a car back a few years back. My brother-in-law Dennis had a car, but it was like $1,300, and the guy had it in the paint shop. It looked really good. And Dennis said, we got this car. My friend's selling for $1,300. Well, my wife says she prayed to the Lord Jesus. I have $700 in the bank from our tax check. That's all we had. So he said, Jesus, I got $700, you know, for a car. A couple weeks went by. They lowered the price of the car down. What do you think he lowered the price of the car down to? $700 to the penny. Not $701, but $700. Just what she asked God for. Dear Heavenly Father, I am so grateful that you allowed me to share this Psalms 91 and some of the experiences I've had in my life and others have had concerning you and your greatness and your goodness, Lord. Bless everybody here in the coffee shop. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, for your death on the cross, which saved us all. For it's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.